Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 14th of January, 2022. I'm sorry, 2023. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Cunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Thank you for joining us on this wet and soggy West Coast. We love the rain. We need the rain. Last time we were talking about drought, but no drought now, man. They said there's still going to be a drought, but, you know, they've got to say something, right?
Well, they'd be out of a job if they didn't. Now, heaven forbid they should ever say good news. Right?
Well, no, they don't want to do that. Yeah, would they do that?
Let's point out the cloud in any silver lining we see. Come on.
No, they can't do that. Well, actually, they won't be replaced because, you know, they'll find something else to say.
This is like firefighters, Fred. When it's raining like this, they go, oh, the fuels are building up. Bad fire season. And then when we're in a drought, they go, oh, the fuels are dry. Bad fire season. No matter what we do, you know, they're selling that.
Well, it's okay. We are flooding now, so they're busy saving the flood victims right now and trees down, but we appreciate you being here. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, so do not set your bar high. We're just here to entertain you, because remember that we're not giving you legal advice. Excuse me, man. Not giving you legal advice. We are not giving you anything that's very important, even though we're talking about some really cool legal topics. And don't use us as any authority unless, Todd, I always turn to you.
Unless you're at the with the in-laws, with the family, around the dinner table, usually at Christmas or Thanksgiving, and somebody says, you know, they say... And then you guys say, well, I don't know who they are, but I know who Radio Law Talk is.
Or in line at an amusement park, also a handy place to use this information.
That's a good one. Or in the theater.
Yes.
Do not ever yell anything, but you can say, Radio Law Talk says.
Yeah, don't yell fire in a theater.
No.
But you can yell out Radio Law Talk. Yeah. I know that's not going to cause mass panic.
A lot of curious looks if you do that. But
yeah, that's the way it is. Just remember, another thing is, we have great affiliates that carry us. If they're not carrying us, listen live on RadioLawTalk.com. There's a live button you can click. You can listen to our podcasts. We have two new affiliates, and I'm going to look them up because of our illustrious individual that handles our affiliate relations. Just sent them to me this week. One was from Oregon, but there's another one out of Pennsylvania.
Cool.
So I want to give them a shout-out the next break, so we're excited to do that. We're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. More important than Elon Musk and lawsuits, we're going to talk about Burning Man. This is the most important, fun thing. I'm going to call it a dichotomy, or what do you call that? I don't know. Things that you like...
The irony.
The irony is the word. Yeah, the irony of it all. And it's just so interesting about what's going on. We also have a Van Gogh painting lawsuit. That's kind of interesting. But here's another thing.
Was it filed on a starry, starry night?
Almost.
No, but you want to lend an ear to the story.
Okay, that's good, good one.
All I got to say is those puns, we need to move on from the pun.
Sorry.
So an oil company is suing Los Angeles Oil about drilling. Now, this is going to be an interesting topic when we talk about these lawsuits. So, and then at the same time, we're going to talk about the Burning Man lawsuits about other forms that people are suing about of making energy. So we can't drill oil. They don't want us to do something else in the Nevada desert. We're taking down the dams. Again, I'm not getting political, but this is what I'm trying to say. And the we got the windmills chopping birds up. Those got to be stopped. And what else do we got going? We got to take those down too.
Yeah, yeah.
So get your horse and buggy out. I just had to laugh after I saw the Burning Man lawsuit and then the oil company suing. I'm like, wait and see. It's very, very interesting.
No!
And then we got social media being okay. We've had the tobacco cases, right, Denise? We've had the all these mass tort lawsuits against. There's like a bunch of other ones I was thinking about, but
drug companies.
Drug companies. It's mainly like the something that people do to themselves, right? And
yeah.
So social media now is starting to be sued in mass torts. And by the way, I think a lot of that's good because what it does make companies or businesses change their tactics. But in some ways, it's not. But they're being sued now about saying it's affecting children and how they may be liable. So those lawsuits are coming up, man. We got all kinds of stuff. Then we got COVID-19 lawsuits we're going to talk about. And then we've got Alaska Supreme Court going to hear an argument over residency issues. We're going to talk about that. And then we got actually good news for people on insulin. We're going to talk about people on insulin cases there. We've got so many fun things. I don't know how you can't just, that's exactly right. I don't know how you can't just turn the volume up. It's like we're a rap concert. You just have to listen to it loud.
And it's time for us to check our social media pretty soon here. I mean, we are all over social media, right, Frank?
Yeah, but our Instagram is still locked up. I don't know what's going on, so go to our Facebook. I don't know, Denise and Todd, you got anything else to say before I, tee up a couple of things?
Yeah, you can call us at 855-529-7234. Or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. And that goes to Cal. So you can talk to him about future case or no cases or different topics you might want to hear, and Cal will be able to review those.
Before I go to talk, Denise, do you like sleep at night and go 855-529-7234? Denise, you're dreaming again.
No, I don't sleep.
Okay, Todd.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to call in, but if you have an opinion, but you're shy or maybe not comfortable being on the air, you can call in and tell Cal your opinion. He'll relay it to us.
I'm glad we converse with you.
You can contribute without actually having to go on the air if that is just beyond your comfort zone. We welcome that.
And by the way, I did send out the one Radio Law Talk t-shirt request that qualified, that came in last week. I sent it out.
Oh, did we get one last week?
Got one last week, yeah.
Wow.
A faithful listener from Red Bluff, California said, I like the show and I'd like to have a t-shirt. And I said, sure, no problem. And
nice. We also had a listener that had requested white t-shirts. Do we have any white t-shirts?
No, we don't.
Yeah, he wanted a gray one. I said, yeah, it's not going to happen.
The problem is, it's the way they ordered. You either get one color or the other, and it's difficult to get...
To change it up?
To change the colors, and they... I don't know. That's just too complicated. Yeah, we got to do the black thing. Cal, why don't you set us up? Just set us up for case or no case.
Okay, I'll do this quickly.
We don't have time to do the whole thing.
I will do it quickly. California is an expensive place in which to live. If you don't believe me, ask homeowners who have to pay the taxes, the interest rate, the high mortgages, and in many cases have to pay fees to the city when they want to fix up the place. And it can get a little crazy and, frankly, a little out of control.
You mean friendly?
Yeah. Yes.
When did the Frank name ever come in? What? Yeah. Frankly. I mean, why does it say Fredly?
Fredly, you don't want to be the Todd man out.
No.
So you could be Todd. You want to be Fredly.
Now, you could be Ernest. Wait, do we have a Frank?
Quite Fredly, I would have to say we need to change that to Fred.
Just as long as however you interact with people, you are D-nice. I think that's the best way.
Quite Fredly, I don't think that was a very good pun.
That's why I'm the Todd man out.
All right. We'll be back after this. We're going to do a case or no case, talk about Elon Musk, Burning Man. And with Burning Man, we're also going to talk about the oil lawsuits because they fit. We'll see you.
Awesome. Radio Law Talk is continuing right here on many great local radio stations, as Fred pointed out. And failing that, it's always available on RadioLawTalk.com. And yes, it's all free. We'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these gutters shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, time for my shout-outs. KFIR 720 AM. Is that AM?
Yes.
Albany, Oregon. And then we've got WZWW, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. It looks like that is on 95.3 FM. So welcome, both of you. Again, 95.3 FM is WZWW, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Our affiliates relations guys just sends us stuff, said, here they are. And that's what they say. So he doesn't fill it out too much for us, but I can go back and look. But I know we're in Albany, Oregon, which actually they said was a different part of Oregon. What was the other part I said? You know, Denise, he said it's also out of another town called Sweet Home, Oregon.
Yes, yeah, Sweet Home. Yeah. My grandfather and my grandmother lived in Sweet Home, and then my grandfather moved to Albany.
So Albany and Sweet Home it covers, yes. Apparently.
And yes, I believe they're in between Salem and and Corvallis.
Nice.
And Sweet Home, I think, is a place of a prominent wood stove manufacturer. Not warmer, earth stoves, but one of those, those big wood stove manufacturers that are very popular.
Sweet Home was in Alabama.
It's also in Oregon.
Different Sweet Home, yeah.
And it's really a lovely town.
No, it's not. Listen, that's the song. Sweet Home, Alabama.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're
That's what they're just saying. It's like they're having, it's a sweet place. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Radio Law Talk for joining the family. We love having you. Why don't we roll that case or no case, Cal?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
California is expensive. For this homeowner who built a hot tub at her house and was promptly fined $270,000. That's right, just for building a hot tub. The bills began racking up in spring of 2019 when a city started charging Robin Brewer $250 a day for code violations because she put in a hot tub and a fence on her side of a yard without permits. Brewer alleged she called the city and said, can I put in a hot tub? And they said, sure, you don't need a permit for that. She did it, and then they came and said, oh, yeah, you do. The city disagreed. They went to their lawyer, and she went to hers to see if they had a case or no case. Denise, the case of the misplaced hot tub, what say you?
So the hot tub was put in the backyard.
Yeah, and apparently on the side yard, adjoining a neighbor's yard.
Oh, so maybe too close to the...
Don't know what.
You don't know what exactly the violation was?
No, don't.
Just an unpermitted hot tub.
Yep, and fence.
And do you know what part of California?
Sacramento.
Oh!
Yeah. I know what part, yeah.
To be candid with you, Sacramento has a lot of permits that are required that other places do not have that.
Is that right?
That is true.
I thought that was just true of California in general, but Sacramento specifically.
Sacramento specifically. I've been hearing that from my contractors and stuff. They're always, complaining about how hard it is to even get permits and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, that's, to me, that is a situation where it is a penalty that would be a violation of the... What part
Civic
of
Civic code, city code?
No, not city code. It would be a violation of the U.S. Constitution because it will basically be, what is it called? You know what it is. You're not giving it to me, but it's where it's like an unlawful penalty and it's unreasonable and all those code words.
Todd's like, I'm not going to say nothing.
And so is there a case?
Yeah. Question, yeah.
Yes. There is a case.
Who wins?
She does.
Fred Penny, what do you say?
Well, I think that the most important thing that's happened is this following. Hold on. I don't know if you can hear that very well, because I'm doing it the cheap way.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy. Hot tub.
Oh!
Did you guys hear it?
Eddie Murphy,
I thought it was the
James,
Blues Brothers.
Eddie Murphy is James Brown on Saturday Night Live. The hot tub.
Hot tub. Hot. I'm a hot machine.
Okay, while I'm doing this, I want you to look it up really quick. Hot tub Eddie Murphy, SNL, so you can stream it in and everybody can hear it. I think Cal Hunter was at home. And he and Donna were holding hands for the 52nd anniversary.
Yeah.
And they were thinking of going in the hot tub. And Cal was thinking, you know what? A good case or no case would be about A hot tub. Here it is.
That's the, yeah, here it is.
Here it is. This is Eddie Murphy dancing.
Yeah. James Brown's in a hot tub. Eddie Murphy's in a hot tub. It's called Hot Tub Party.
Eddie Murphy's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
This is Eddie Murphy.
With James Brown's Band of Renown. That's good stuff, man.
That's awesome.
Okay, so.
All right, okay. So that's what Cal was doing. Yes. He had his purple bathrobe on like Eddie Murphy
sequined.
Did.
Yeah, sequined.
And Donna was dancing behind him, and he goes, man, this would be a good case or no case. And let's talk about putting one right next. Let's put our hot tub in, Donna. And he thought this whole thing up and then said, you know what? I'm just going to put that in to case or no case. And when Denise said, where's this from? He just said, Sacre Tomato. And that's what he thought about. So this is not a case in any way. Hot tub man.
Sacramento, home of the hot tub kings. Okay, Todd, see a little basketball flavor. Okay, Todd, what do you say about this? Case or no case?
Okay, well, since we have explored all the hot tub puns,
yes.
Look, I think the phrase that Denise was looking for was due process. In that you're denied due process if they impose a fine and you have to pay it and you don't get a chance to argue your day in court. That would be one constitutional provision. But listen, I think that this is a case, and I think that the homeowner technically loses, but not before taking it to court and having the amount of the fine substantially reduced. To match, so the fine matches the level of the infraction. So homeowner loses, but at a heavily discounted rate.
Okay, then let's cut. Well, wait a minute. Go ahead. We got to go.
Oh, we
got
to go.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds.
When we come back, we're going to find out who wins. And I don't care if they win. I should have won just because of my antics on this. We'll be back finding out about the hot tub.
Let me call down and see how the hot tub install is coming along. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk continues right after this. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk.
Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800 800-
U.S.
USA News update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is surveying the damage after heavy storms in most of the state. The floodwaters sweeping a child away in San Luis Obispo County.
This breaks your heart. And then you just think about that last moment. A mother and a young child just swept away, and how powerless you feel, and I feel powerless.
California is expecting to get more rain this weekend. Recent storms have claimed the lives of 19 people. Tornadoes devastating Alabama and Georgia with at least 9 people dead and more injured. Amber Johnson and her son survived a twister, and so did a memory of a very special day.
My wedding dress was recovered.
Some of the worst damages in Selma, Alabama, where a tornado blasted the historic city and surrounding area. The National Weather Service says it will take several days to complete damage assessments and confirm the number of tornadoes that touched down. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Opportunity.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All right. We're back at Case or No Case. Hoping that Fred Petty will win about hot tub in California, Sacramento. Apparently this lady built a hot tub and a fence without a permit. She said, wait a minute. I called down and they told me that I didn't need a permit. By the way, FYI, I believe that. I've done that myself.
I've done it myself before.
Oh, no, you don't need a permit for that. And if you look it up, oh, no, you need a permit for that. I mean, so you got to be very careful and not trusting even the government what it tells you. Okay, get it. Email me and say it's not needed, you know. So, Cal, what actually happened in this case?
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Now I looked it up, not about this case, but I looked up what part of the U.S. Constitution I was talking about, and it was the Eighth Amendment, and the Eighth Amendment provides that you can't have excessive fines. So it basically says excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments.
Okay, well, what does it say about hot tub?
Okay,
here's the story. The city of Sacramento in April of 2019 sued Ms. Brewer in Superior Court, and Brewer, an attorney for the State Department of Water Resources, filed a countersuit. In October, the city signed an agreement to pay Brewer $10,000 in exchange for her dropping her lawsuits. As part of the deal, the city has also agreed to drop its original suit and gigantically reduce the fine. And in case you're wondering, yes, she still has the hot tub.
Denise wins.
You and Donna need to go down and go in the hot tub with her.
I keep telling her.
I got to ask you, though. They said the city agreed to submit the fine. But she still had to pay a fine.
I think the $10,000 that they awarded her ended up being a wash. I was not able to flesh that out with the court papers. I just got a news article on it. But it is a fascinating story. Next, I'm going to take you to Arizona next hour, where a guy falls off a roof and really gets hurt and tries to get the medicine and has a challenge with that. So that's next hour on... Case or no case?
I don't care about next hour. I like my hot tub routine.
Hot tub. Next week, Radio Law Talk will be on location at a hot tub near you, live.
Denise, Fred, and Todd wearing purple bath towels.
Yeah, but there's one thing that's not allowed in the hot tub.
What's that? Hot tubbing?
No, Speedos.
Well, I don't wear a Speedo. I wear thongs.
I don't know what the difference is, and I don't want to know.
All right, let's turn it off. Oh, my gosh. So, we got to talk about two things related. They're very interesting. Denise is like, uh-oh.
So, I didn't mean that you didn't wear anything. I meant you just couldn't wear Speedos. That's what I meant by that comment.
Tom Barry, look at each other going, he doesn't wear anything except for a thong.
Who's wearing anything, Denise?
I always have a thong in my heart. And so, okay.
With a smile.
That would not be
thong.
A good that, Todd, that would not look good with you and I.
No. No.
That would be like what are the apocalypse now?
Yeah. I lost a radio bet once and had to appear in a thong in a dunking booth. I said, if you can raise $1,000 for this cause in an hour, I'll do that. Wow. And a local car dealer called up and said, I'm bringing down the check right now.
Oh, wow.
What a mean guy.
Oh.
So anyway.
Did your buns get burned?
No, I just got wet. Yeah.
Did you take a picture?
No.
Someone's got a picture out there somewhere. We can post on our social media.
I hope not.
All right, in Los Angeles, an oil company is suing Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles. Now, if those of you who don't know, there's a thing called the Brea Tar Pits. The Brea Tar Pits are Brea, California, where there's actually like, dinosaurs. These would die in these tar pits, and they're preserved, and it's called the Brea Tar Pits. There was a lot of oil in Southern California back in the day. It's still there, but before it got developed, it was a huge booming oil area.
And home of a terrible NBC television show called La Brea.
It's just
been on the last year. It is awful.
Oh, I haven't
anyway, heard. Just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But anyway, so what the city's trying to do, and others are trying to stop the oil drilling as much as possible in L.A., in the county of L.A., but there are a number of oil wells. There's one specific, it's called Warren Resources, has approximately 244 wells that produce about 1,800 barrels a day.
Wow.
Wow.
Which is a lot. And the city of Los Angeles passed an ordinance that says no more oil drilling for new oil, and the existing ones they're trying to shut down.
Because we don't use gasoline in California. We use unicorn.
No, we use electricity, which doesn't need, by the way, okay, we're going to get into this.
Okay. It's free. Yeah,
it's just free. Electricity just shows up anywhere. Yeah. So that's what's going on with this lawsuit. They're saying, hey, look, this is, by the way, 1,800 barrels. Okay, calculate it. Ready? Calculate. Let's. What is it going for per barrel? Are we $200 a barrel right now about? Is what it's going for. Let's just say round. I might be off. Let's say $200 times 1,800. Todd, 1,800 times 200.
Right now, U.S. oil crude Brent crude is only $80.07 a barrel.
Let's say $80.
That's easier then. Yeah.
$80. How much? 80 times 1,800. Todd. Here we go. Math time, 80. Da, na, 80 na, time. Na,
well, I don't know. 80,
80 times 1,800.
About 144,000.
A day.
A day.
A day.
So they're making 144,000 a day. Last time I checked, times,
That's only $52 million a year. $52.5 million if you're really counting.
Okay, so now the city's coming and saying, we're going to shut you down. You can't do that anymore. You're losing $52 million a year.
I don't think so.
Woo! So they're bringing a lawsuit saying you can't do that. And they said they have an impeccable environmental record. One thing that's interesting, they're trying to consolidate everything into an all-electric location, too. How they're doing that, I don't know. They're probably using fuel to get the electricity made. And so there's a fight going on right now. Now, on the city of Los Angeles, their argument's what? Their argument is that they've done a test through some local University of Southern California study in 2021 that people living near these oil wells have a tendency to have nose irritation, sore throats, and some dizziness. So how they can prove that's from an oil well, I don't know. But that is what is going on, and we're going to be following this. So,
question number two, why not go to the people in the neighborhood and say, you can no longer live near this hazardous site. We're going to go ahead and we need the oil because we fuels the economy. So you guys can go ahead and move. We'll help make that happen.
Guess what? That's a famous case out of Arizona.
Well, the area where we're talking about is predominantly minority groups that live there. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know that that's really the idea. Either.
Well, that's the new thing under environmentalism is environmental justice.
Right? That has the wells were pumping way before whatever ethnicity moved in there, right? And that's not
Fred.
Whatever
you're being logical.
I know. Stop it.
Careful.
But here's the point. The point is it causing hazardous? Is it hazardous to them? And they've got to be able to prove that, right?
Yeah.
So the city's got to be able to prove that. Now, they've got a USC study that says that they do have those issues, but is it from the oil wells or not? And I think that interesting thing is both you lawyers, especially you, Denise, who does this more than probably Todd does. Todd's starting to do more of this in experts for civil cases. What can everybody do? Look. These people, everybody has a different opinion. Everyone says, oh, well, it's science. Science can be skewed or looked at different ways. And there's an expert that's going to say it's not caused. The oil wells are not causing these issues.
Who paid for the survey?
And that, well, yeah, but the, I'm sure.
I mean, follow the money. The survey is going to come to the conclusion of who
USC,
paid for it.
Well, it's
USC,
Southern California, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you guys think? 855 Law Radio. What do you think about that? That's very interesting. It's just started. So we're going to follow this and see what's happened. But there's 1,800 barrels of oil per day that we're just going to call up Iran and Iraq and get more from them because we want to become their friends in Argentina.
And a barrel's 55 gallons, so calculate the price of gasoline retail that comes out of that.
It's 55? I thought it was 85.
No, $85, 55 gallons in a barrel of oil.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, we'll be back. We're going to talk about how this ties in with what?
Burning Man.
I'll have Denise and Todd talk about that one. We'll be back.
Burning Man? Wow. How crude. A little oil humor there. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues with Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks. We'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No fun.
That's true.
Boys are weird.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All right, we just talked about the stopping big oil from drilling and getting oil for us to use as consumption for electricity, for living. Now, what does Burning Man have anything to do with this oil lawsuit in Los Angeles? Potter, Denise, just take it. Take it from there. I'm talking, doing all the talking.
Look, it has all it's all about energy. You know, lawsuits sometimes are filed electronically, you know, and you go into a courthouse with lights on and you have to drive to the courthouse and talk to your clients using cell phones. And all. Where does all of that energy come from? And that's where the tie-in here is. In L.A., the lawsuit there was about oil and things, and, you know, that is transportation-oriented and using the oil to power electric factories and plants and stuff like that. Well, Burning Man and the organizers of Burning Man, along with Native American groups and ranchers in the area where Burning Man is held, have filed lawsuits against the encroachment and companies going in seeking to mine natural resources to further green energy projects and production. And what's happening there is they have lithium mines that they're trying to get up and going. They found a lot of natural resources in and around the same area where Burning Man is held in the state of Nevada. Now, all of this is Bureau of Land Management-owned property, so it's all federally owned property. But there are projects that are going in to try to get natural resources to further the development of green energy. And what the ranchers and the Native American Indian groups and the Burning Man folks are saying is, hey, the process of exploration and setting up these projects is actually doing a lot of harm to the environment. I mean, if you're gonna mine anything out of the ground, you gotta dig and you gotta use machinery to do it, and they've got a real problem with that because what people I think are waking up to is the carbon footprint, if you will, is not just the car that you're driving that's an electric car. You have to include the process by which the batteries were created that allows you to drive an electric car. They're realizing that that can be very intrusive into the environment. Am I right, Denise?
Yes, and of course, in your phones, what powers the phones? It's a lithium battery.
Yes.
And lithium is a very scarce resource worldwide. And what they've discovered in Nevada is a huge lithium mine yard. Mm-hmm. And they want to get down there and take out the lithium so we can keep our resources here in the United States and not have to go to China, who we're dependent on for lithium. Remember that we've had a shortage of lithium batteries for computers, for iPhones, for all those different types of things. And we've been completely dependent on other countries, and this will help to keep us from being so dependent.
And bearing in mind that the biggest Elon Musk battery plant is in Reno, Nevada, right next to, not right next, but in proximity to where this would be, right?
That's right. Yeah. And they're also trying to get geothermal energy, you know, like the water, underground water, the hot, the heat,
the
waters,
vast,
all of the different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
The gases, all that stuff that make up geothermal. And this is a green energy. This is something that is viewed as being very popular. But it's the cost to get to the lithium and the cost to get to the geothermal that will cause cultural and environmental damage as well. And I think that that's a big component to this. They don't want to ruin the lands that are there.
Well, they're all connected. The geothermal is like, and in Nevada, you know, we live in the West. We know this, those of you in the Midwest and the East. There are a lot of hot tubs, natural hot springs and hot tubs out in Nevada, in the middle of nowhere.
Idaho, Nevada.
That people go to.
Genoa, where I go every year.
That's true. Yeah. And it is huge. And they're saying they're all interconnected with this river of steam, right? Which they probably are. I'm sure they are. And so they're saying, now that we start pulling this geothermals and use it for electricity, this could affect all the different, you know, I'm going to say natural pools.
Does this be like the Eddie Murphy? The Eddie Murphy hot tub?
Is that like a hot tub?
They're all interconnected to the James Brown, Eddie Murphy SNL skit for hot tubs.
That's, everything's hot tub thing. But you know what? Here's the deal. Here's the interesting thing. I see the steam comes out, right? So use it while it's coming out. But I will say this. Those of you who haven't seen it, it's ugly. There's pipes everywhere. They got pipes all up above the ground running that run the steam to run these turbines and stuff.
And they inject it right back into the ground when they're
That's
done.
That's exactly right. And it is green and it's good, but it is ugly. Now, the place where this all occurs is Black Rock Desert, is where they have the Burning Man, and that's where a lot of this steam and vents are, and it's going to affect Burning Man. These 70,000 free-spirited people that show up for the environment, but yet cause the biggest traffic jams and the most the most environmentally unfriendly things that occur.
Trash.
Yeah, trash, everything like that. So it's a very unique experimental community. Now, can I do something that's just a little bit off kilter?
I would say yes.
On OFACT, I wanted to look up a few facts about Burning Man. So OFACT tells you about some interesting facts about Burning Man. Number one, it all started with a phone call from Larry Harvey in the 80s and Jerry James, and it started in San Francisco is where they held it first, said, let's just burn a man and build it 8 feet tall in effigy, you know, use scrap lumber, and just build it as kind of a, you know, we want to burn the man, and we don't want to have the, quote, the man, you know, in charge, right? You can't buy anything there. Don't forget, the weather there is crazy. Hold on.
This is Jimi Hendrix fire, yeah.
Yeah. And Burning Man has their own separate dictionary, by the way, and a couple of other things. I didn't know this. When you walk in, you're supposed to lay down and roll in the dust, hit a gong, and say, I'm no longer a virgin anymore.
Why?
I didn't.
Why
know
is that relevant?
Well, when I was there, I didn't have to do that, or I forgot.
Well, they already knew.
Yeah.
And there was a dust thing, you know.
The other thing is, apparently, it's all. Now, I knew this. It was all about hugs. You have to hug. When you meet another burner, you hug them. That's how you honor them. And I know there was issues with that going on, right, about some people didn't want to get hugged.
Especially well, I COVID, think they had yeah. to sign. They had to sign yes. a what was it? A
consent waiver.
Yeah.
Consent, be hugged
consent and waiver, exactly.
And apparently there's a lot of people that get married there, too, while they're all dusty. But also they said, don't be careful. It's not for those of you with soft skin because – a lot of cracks get this dust, and it causes infections, apparently. So there you go.
To quote Anakin Skywalker, I hate the sand. It gets everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. I didn't know this. The human wash. You all get dusty together, right?
Yeah.
So they have a wash area that everybody washes together.
Like a car wash?
That's like a foam bath together. And first you have to share the lather and wash yourself and then others. I didn't know about that.
Does Quack sponsor that?
Quack maybe should. Here's the best part about it. This, you know, it's about no money and getting rid of the man. Well, it's between 190, the cheapest is $190 to $1,200 to go to Burning Man to show up. So, and as you show up as a star, you're not supposed to be anybody. You're supposed to get rid of your identity. So,
and you barter. You bring things to barter with. There's no, the monetary currency is bartering, except for, of course, the cost to get in.
Hey, that would be the new cryptocurrency, burning currency.
There you go. And then you can't take memories without consent. You can't take pictures.
Burning coin.
Kind of reminds me of Mardi Gras. There's bartering at Mardi Gras for how to get beads, but it's a different kind of barter.
Yeah, a whole different thing. Yeah, certain.
But that would happen at Burning Man.
Well, what's interesting for me, oil, right? And again, this is maybe getting political, but it's not. Oil. They don't want us to do the steam. The birds get chopped up with the
windmills.
The ugly windmills.
Yep.
They're taking down the dams because those are all natural ways, and yet everyone's fighting that too. So how are we going to get energy? I just don't know anymore.
I love when they show up to their protests with their iPhones and their leather jackets.
Well, driving there too. Yeah.
And they drive there in their oil cars.
Join us hour two. You never know what we're going to talk about. This is just fun.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, more Radio Law Talk is coming your way at 6 minutes after the hour for many of you on local radio stations, whom we greatly appreciate, and for many others of you on our stream, which is at our new website at RadioLawTalk.com. And we hope you join us either way. Thank you.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
People are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to do my taxes.
Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.